Good afternoon, and welcome once again to Stage Talk, KSKA's weekly conversation with those in the performing arts. I'm Steve Hunt, your host. Glad to have you along on this Friday after Thanksgiving show. I hope everybody had a wonderful Thanksgiving yesterday. My guests today are from Anchorage Community Theater. They're presenting Topher Payne's play, Let Nothing You Dismay, as their holiday offering, opening tonight and running through December the 17th at the ACT Theater, located down on South Seward. My guests today to talk about it are Dave Block, who is the director of the show. Welcome back to the show, Dave.
Thank you very much.
We also have one of the actors from the show, Missy Overly, who's playing about 55 parts in the show, I think. Is that right, Missy?
Three fully fleshed out characters,
okay.
Yes.
And I sort of exaggerate that, because one of the things about this play is the fact that, Missy, you and a cast of, is it, how many,
eight altogether, yep.
Are playing, I think, 22 madcap characters, as they're called, in this funny farce written by Topher Payne. And by the way, for some of our listeners, you may recognize the name Topher Payne. He was he's a playwright from Atlanta who came up here, was on our show last year for his play Perfect Arrangement, which was performed at Out North Theater. So we brought another one of his plays to Anchorage. So, Dave, let's talk about this play, Let Nothing You Dismay.
Sure.
In a nutshell, which is difficult to do about this play, give us an idea about what goes on.
So, in a nutshell, we have two characters, Allie and Kevin, who are at a hospital maternity ward on Christmas Day, waiting for the birth of their child that they are about to adopt. So the birth parents are getting ready to have the baby, and the adopting parents are in the waiting room waiting for this baby to arrive. And they've told their families, please wait. This baby, this is a new thing. We want to get the baby all, you know, installed properly in the home and everything like that before you come over and visit. And of course, their family doesn't listen to them. And they, all of them, extended family, people in the community, et cetera, show up to the hospital to welcome this child into the world. And mayhem ensues.
And some of these characters, that's where it's so fun, are just, well, Missy, let's go to you. Describe perhaps one, two, three of your characters. Just give us an idea of who you play.
So I play three characters. I play Caitlin, who is Kevin's stepmom. And I play Brianna, who is Kevin's mom's friend. And I play Angela, who is Allie's sister. They're all very different characters. So that was the fun thing about playing the different roles is that they're very distinctly different characters. But there's a lot of running around backstage then as far as changing into somebody else and then appearing on stage and all that comes with that, saying, you know, oh, I've got to go over here because then you need to come back as somebody else,
right,
and participate in the chaos.
And for those of you who cannot see what's going on, Missy's looking at Dave like, you tortured me in this play.
Well, no. I tortured all of them. There are eight actors in this show. They do play 22 parts. And everybody has, I think almost everybody has at least three. And then we've even got our stagehands are having to come out on stage and perform as well. It's a big deal. And as Missy said, the characters are very different. And that can mean accents. We have a Bulgarian accent. We've got Southern accents. We've got New York accents. So everybody's coming on and as their character changes, their voice changes. And costumes and all of that stuff. It's crazy.
Missy, do you ever come on as one character with the voice of another?
I try not to, but it depends on what's going on. So as we've been going through the rehearsal process, we've got a really great group of people, though. And I think the neat thing about it is, you know, like you have in families, there's distinct personalities and everybody kind of comes out and has their own little opinion or take on the situation and, you know, is excited about Christmas, or maybe they're Jewish and they're not worried that it's Christmas. It's pretty great.
Go into depth a bit with one of your characters. Just to give us some background about who that person is and what you've done to prepare for that part.
How about Brianna? Yeah.
What have I done to prepare for Brianna? Brianna is a tortured artist. She's a writer. She's a friend of Kevin's mom who comes along, presumably to maybe meet somebody else. She smokes in the hospital for some reason. And she's observant, but she doesn't talk much.
We spent,
as good writers.
We spent a great deal of time learning how to smoke.
Yes. Yes, that was the challenge for me, along with learning the time step. But that's for somebody else. Brianna doesn't do the time step. Caitlin is in pageants and very good at the time step.
You talk more about the time step than about smoking. Must have been that was more more fun to do.
Well, they're just different little challenges with every person where they've got their own little thing. And then I'm like, oh, it's in the script that I do this. Okay. I don't just have to talk about it. I'm going to do it.
Dave, we've talked to Topher, at least one of our actors has, and about many of these quirky little things that have been thrown in and how difficult they are for our actors to, you know, you got to learn to tap dance and smoke and this and something else, you know, for all these different characters and the accents and, you know, on and on and on. So it's a hard play.
But it sounds like a fun play.
It's awesome. The other night we were in rehearsal and some craziness happened and I have not laughed so hard in probably 20 years. It's a funny, funny, funny play and a lot of fun to do. And the group is really solid. So that's been awesome.
And I think super fun for the audience as well, as you kind of see these different characters and maybe relate to them as either someone you relate to personally or you know someone like that in your family who, you know, behaves that way or something like that. And you can really get involved as far as the audience goes, where you get in on the fun of people being quirky.
For those just tuning in, we're talking about Anchorage Community Theater's production of Let Nothing You Dismay by Topher Payne here on Stage Talk. Opens tonight, runs through December the 17th. My guests are Dave Block, the director, and Missy Overly, who is playing playing three characters. And we're talking about the challenges that go into doing a play such as this that Topher has written. Personal story. I directed a play years ago. I'm not going to say which play it was. Had a number of characters. I cast one actor for each character, and the play died. Mm-hmm. Why? Because there was no energy. Mm-hmm. I suppose, Missy, by playing all these three different characters, the energy of the actors has to be incredible on that stage. Dave, you must find that just exhilarating, don't you?
It is. It's high energy. It's frantic, and these guys are running around backstage, changing all the time, and then the characters are. How do I describe it? I mean, these are bigger than life characters. They're kooky and fun and weird, and so the energy is just really over the top. It's I think the audiences are going to get a charge out of that.
Let me change the conversation for a moment, and this may be kind of an unfair question for you, Dave, because you were not on the play selection committee that chose this play. But I know a lot of theaters like to bring out the same play as a tradition, like Christmas Carol or Nutcracker for ballet companies. This is ACT's holiday play. Mm-hmm. It takes place Christmas Eve.
Christmas Day.
Christmas Day, right. Other than that, what ties this into the holidays?
Well, actually, the script has a lot of reference to Christmas. So the place is decorated for Christmas. We have a child being born on Christmas Day who kind of saves the family. And, you know, there's some tie-ins in that respect. But it's also talking about, you know, what do other people do on Christmas Day? And so it's does have a good tie-in to the holidays and I think in a very fun way.
And it doesn't mean that it's a Christmas play necessarily. It's a holiday play. And Missy, you're going to say something?
Well, I just think for me what really resonates as far as a holiday play is the idea of family, you know, and people coming together and being there for each other, whether you like it or not. And what that can mean as far as, you know, I think especially during the holidays, we take the time to reach out to our loved ones. And I think this play is about that.
Missy's character has a great speech near the end of the show that talks exactly about that, about what family really is and what does it mean to come together and how important that is. It's funny, it's light, families will enjoy it, but at the very basic level, it's got a good message to it too that I think people will enjoy about family and what the importance of that is.
Missy, which character of yours does that speech?
Caitlin. So Kevin's stepmom, who is, I think, fun-loving and innocent in a way, but I think is not necessarily appreciated by everybody in the family as far as what her position is. At one point, she's talked of as the child bride.
She's about maybe 5 years older than Kevin.
Yeah.
So.
Mm. But I think that she's well-intentioned and has that spirit of family in the holidays in her heart.
Yeah.
Well, Dave, you know, we talk about the zaniness and how many characters you're, mm-hmm. how many characters versus actors. But what is the real sort of, and we talk about family too, but just at the core of this play, what is, despite the fact you've got all this trafficking going on, what is it about this play that really draws us to it?
Elevators.
Yeah. Wait, he said elevators, folks.
So, you know, this is a farce. And so
it's all about doors,
coming in and out doors and running on and off stage. And in this play, Topher has chosen to make those doors two working elevators. So if you come for no other reason than to see how we did that, that is an important feature. But what is it about this play? It's just fun.
No, you said that you summed it up by saying elevators, because elevators is fun.
They are, yeah.
Yeah, and go ahead.
It's just, so often at the holidays we get, we it's so important and all this stuff and, all those kinds of things. I think this is just an opportunity to just cut loose for an hour and a half, 2 hours, and have some fun with your people, whoever those are. And that's what comes through in this play to me.
And when you're done, pick up the phone and call people you love.
Yeah.
Is that the message of the play? When you're done, call the people you love?
Well, that'd be my message.
Well, then, have you been able to, I'm not going to ask how you've done elevators in this show, but maybe give us a hint?
It has been a process. It's going to probably be throughout the run of the show, something that pops up over and over again.
Pops up.
Yes, literally. So, yeah, it's interesting. But we've used a combination of kind of Star Trek techniques for our elevator and electronics and all kinds of different things to make those work.
Wow. So you have 22 characters. We've talked about a few with Missy. Dave, can you give us just a brief introduction to maybe some of the other characters that are...
Well, sure. We have Kevin's father, his grandfather, and his brother. They are all there. His mother is there. She's kind of a little bit of a free spirit, crystal, new age type person. And her upstairs neighbor, Deb, who is a doula, who has actually come to help deliver the baby. We've got the two birth parents. Charlotte, this is Kevin's mother's dry cleaner, has come. Her veterinarian is there with his husband. And I think, did I cover
then,
everybody?
Then Allie's family comes as
oh,
well.
Oh, yes. Allie's family Allie's is parents. Theirs, too. And they're a well-to-do Jewish couple from Atlanta. So there you go. We got everybody.
And sorry, folks, you have to come with a play card in your hands to keep track of everybody. Well, this sounds like an amazing play, Let Nothing You Dismay by Topher Payne, being produced by Anchorage Community Theater, opening tonight, running through December the 17th. Break a leg. I hope I don't say that literally to you.
No, thank you.
Dave Block, the director, Missy Overlee playing three of the characters in the show. Have a good run, guys. Sounds like a fun show.
Thank you very much.
Well, that's it for this week on Stage Talk. Again, I hope you had a great Thanksgiving yesterday. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.